Haven't had a chance to talk to Larry Weber in quite a while, and it's so good to hear that cheerful voice on the line. Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac Fridays here on Northland Morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, hello. I was going to say, I haven't talked to you, but I've been here.
Oh, you've been here. On the other hand. Say, while we're on the subject of slackers, if the sun is out and it's shining and it's 1 degree and the wind chill's 40 below, somebody is not doing its job, and that would be the sun.
Well, there's a bunch of issues that come into play here, and I don't want to say all of them. You were not here last week, but I spoke about perihelion, how this is the time of year when we are closest to the sun. So throw that into the whole mix, and it seems weird.
It's really slacking.
One of the issues that I find so fascinating about winter, and there are lots of them, is what's called the albedo, and that is the reflectability of the snow. It is an incredibly good reflector, and so a lot of times when we have a snow cover, the temperatures are going to be lower because so much of the sun is being reflected. So that could be a part of it. Yesterday was one of these incredible days, statistic-wise. If you took a look at it, the high temperature for the day yesterday was 32 degrees, and that happened shortly after midnight. Now, if you were out later in the day, like most of us, you wouldn't have felt 32 degrees. The temperature continued to slide all day. By 7 o'clock in the morning, it was about 20. By noon, it was about 10. And, of course, by dark, it was about 0 and it continued to go down. The low was minus 8. So that's a 40-degree change in one day. I also thought it was interesting that the day before yesterday in the evening, it was rain. And the rain, of course, during the night turned into freezing and then turned into snow. And that's what led to all these cancellations and so forth that happened yesterday. Quite a fascinating day. One of the things I mentioned last week was how we had had plenty of cold. We had had 2 weeks in a row where every day was a below zero reading. Well, we had not had much snow. And so thank you to yesterday, we got some snow. The Weather Service reported a little over 3 inches of snow. At my house here, it looks like it's probably closer to 4 or 5. So, but nevertheless, it was an interesting snow, not only because of the coming of it, but also mixed with the wind. We had so much blowing. I was doing some driving yesterday, and there was a couple times during the driving that I experienced a real true whiteout, where I couldn't see even the car in front of me. So, yes, that it was the wind mixed with it had a lot to do with things. Very interesting day. Yeah, we had this week, we had a drop this morning at my house here. We had 22 below. So we had a drop of more than 50 degrees in a little over a day. Now, that sounds horrific, but keep in mind that we had a day, January 6th, going into January 7th, where we had a rise of 50 degrees from minus 25 one day to 25 above the next day. So it works out either way. Statistic-wise, thanks to this January thaw, now was several people have asked me this week, was this the January thaw? Well, it is obviously a January thaw. But is it going to be the January thaw? I don't know. January thaw is an interesting phenomenon. It happens almost every year. I've seen only a couple of Januaries where it hasn't happened. But it doesn't last very long, and the temperatures warm up, and we have a kind of a, what I call a pseudo-spring. I felt walking a couple of days this week was like walking in March.
You know, it comes, Larry, just to break our hearts.
It might be. People like to have a respite, perhaps. But don't forget there's the other side of us who absolutely love the cold. And so you might say, talk about broken heart. It works the other way, too. Anyway, I thought it was interesting the way the critters responded to it. During the cold days, I had what I call the delightful dozen. That's 12 different kinds of birds that have been showing up every day. They just keep right on regularly showing up at a bird feeder. And, yes, they are a delightful dozen. They've been very enjoyable to watch. Well, when we get to a warm spell like we had, a lot of them didn't show up at all. And I think one of the things it shows us is that even though we feed birds and even though we think they got to have food from us, they don't. They can do well without us. But they just find it more convenient to come on the cold days. When it gets a little bit of mild, they decided to take a break and go off and eat somewhere else. And so I thought that was interesting. Also, it was interesting how a couple other birds showed up. The turkeys that had been showing up in early December, I hadn't seen them for a couple weeks. Well, during the mild spell, they showed up again. Now, they must have gone off and hid in some spot somewhere for a couple of weeks and then decided, well, let's go back and check out the feeders. And then I had a visit from a brown creeper. The brown creeper is an interesting bird. It's a pretty well named. It's a little brown bird, about the size of a chickadee. Belly is white, but otherwise it's brown. And yes, it does just that. It creeps up trees. And it has a little thin curved beak, and it sticks that in behind the bark to feed on insects. Now, insects in January, right after we had such a cold spell, sound a bit unusual. However, brown creepers are seen pretty much here every winter. I just hadn't seen one at all myself in winter. It came up right to the feeders. It never did go on the feeders, but it was a terrific sighting. And then a couple of owls this week. Now, there's been a lot of talk about owls as we get into late winter. There's been reports in northern Minnesota of great gray owls, northern owls, and boreal owls, and, of course, the snowy owls. But what I saw and heard this week was the barred owl and the great horned owl, both of which are permanent residents. That doesn't mean we see them a lot. And during the real cold spell, I didn't hear them or see them at all. But when it got up a little bit more mild, they were out there again. Other things of note, I had somebody ask me about some insects they saw on the snow when it got a little bit mild. Yeah, that is absolutely right. There's a couple of kinds of insects, namely a couple of kinds of crane flies that reach their maturity in the winter, yes, and they get out and they wander around, as do some spiders that come up from under the snow. And then, of course, there's the animal tracks. Once it gets a little bit milder, there's a lot more movement. When it gets real cold, a lot of these critters will go into hiding, but, of course, they get hungry after a while, and they start moving around. And when it gets mild, we will see their tracks. Probably the most notable right now are the coyotes. I have been seeing their tracks all the time, and many of them are decorated with a little bit of yellow, the scent markings, telling me that their breeding season is going on, which I think also sounds interesting. Here we are approaching mid-January, and their breeding season is going on. Well, if you take into consideration that they have a gestation of about 9 weeks, that takes them up into the springtime for the puppies. And so, yeah, it makes sense. They have the breeding season right now. Days continue to get longer, and that's what triggers all this. We will be approaching 9 hours of daylight next week. And that has not happened to us since about Thanksgiving. So if you start to feel brokenhearted about the cold, keep in mind the days continue to get longer. Also, Lisa, you're an early riser. You may have seen the moon this morning, that waning crescent moon.
Oh, man, it was so beautiful. And there was a star or a planet.
Just to the right of it, that what looks like a real bright star.
Yeah.
That's the planet Jupiter.
Oh, it was so cool.
Yeah, all this week they have been kind of playing tag with each other, being close to each other. And this morning, I agree with you, it's just a spectacular thing to see. Early rising is always worth it. And don't forget these spectacular sunrises and sunsets that we get in winter. So, yeah, winter for some people leaves a little bit to be desired, but there's a whole lot more to get out and take a look at it. So, okay, until next snowstorm, take care.
All right, thanks, Larry. Larry Weber this morning. He's our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on Northland Morning.